We can do nothing that produces godly fruit. Hallelujah. Well, I had no clue as to what the Lord would have me talk about last night. And I sometimes, you know, try to search out the heart of the Lord for the next day or, you know, try to figure out my brain, what's next, God? And what he did is he gave me a dream during the night. So, Father, give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to perceive what your Spirit is speaking to us. In Jesus' name. Amen. In the dream, it's a very strange dream. I have a black belt, similar to what I'm wearing, but it's got three levels of holes. In other words, one, two, three. Like this has little, you know, silver tabs or whatever. These are holes. And years ago, I had a belt like that. Three, one on top of the other. Holes. And somehow, I give this belt to somebody who demands it or asks for it. I don't even know who that is. But they give me back another belt, and this one is light brown. And it's got the same kind of holes. And I'm not that happy with it. Okay? But I put it on because obviously I like to keep my pants up. And I'm now looking to find who took the other one. How many know when you lose something you want to go back? Find what you lost. Well, I go to this little place, little house. And this little house, I kind of know that this is where, you know, the people are that took the belt. And I really want my belt back. Like, this one is kind of foreign. And I'm not that happy with it. And I woke up because they didn't give it back. So I got up this morning, and it's still very fresh in my mind, and I can still see the brown, and I can still see the belt buckle. And it's definitely brown, and it's got holes, just like the other one. But I said, God, I know that this signifies the belt of truth. Okay? So after about an hour and a half of praying and asking him what this meant, because I went to Ephesians. And so in Ephesians chapter 6, it says, okay, verse 10, finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. 13. Therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then. Verse 14. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, etc., etc. So now I said, okay, God, I don't get it. I had a black belt. Black represents darkness. Okay, so that's my old belt. Full of holes. Got it? Meaning lots of empty places. Okay? You're giving me, or letting me see, that I've got a newer belt, and this one's brown, which is earthy. And I said, it's still got holes. Ain't happy with that, am I? I should be having the belt of truth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought, you know, you'd like one of those too, right? Now, I don't know what kind of belt you got, but I know the belt I got. The one I got is full of earthy ideas. Earthly pieces missing. How many know that Solomon was the wisest man until Jesus came? Amen? Mm-hmm. Okay. Jesus had what? The perfect belt. His was a belt 100% truth in spirit as well as in the natural. In other words, when he was in the earth, there was no falseness in him. So now, it's giving me something to look forward to. Then I had a vision of this book. And I said, okay, God, when I get to church, I will start looking. So, I want you to go to a couple of notes that you might be fine with. The spirit of lies is what he told me to go to. 2 Chronicles 18:22. And of course, if you saw this book, you'd see that it has a picture of a tree. And according to Matthew 18:18, we bind the lying spirit and we ask the Lord's angels to do a number on it. And we loose the spirit of truth, which is Jesus, in John 14. Did you hear? John, what?
14.
Did you get it? See the confirmations? Verse 17. John 15, verse 26. John 16, verse 13. Will all confirm that Jesus is the spirit of truth. I need that belt around me. Not the ones in the natural. I need that spiritual belt so that all strong deception will be eliminated from me. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 9 through 13, talks about deception. That's 2 Thessalonians 2, 9 through 13. The next one that you might find kind of odd is the spirit of flattery. How many have ever tasted someone giving you a compliment and you know it's coming straight from hell? Because they're seducing you, they want to get something from you, and you are irritated just by listening. Flattery. Psalm 78, verse 36. Proverbs 20, verse 19. That's Proverbs 20, verse 19. Proverbs 26, verse 28. 26, 28. Then Proverbs 29, verse 5. Now that gives you two. Strong deception, number one. Flattery, number two. The next one you might not like. It's called religious bondage. These are all lying spirits. Religious bondage. Galatians 5:1. The next one you might find a little bit ticklish. It's called superstition. 1 Timothy 4:7. Like, don't walk under a ladder because you'll have what? Don't break a mirror because... all lies. Next one. False prophecy. Ouch. Come on, try it out. False prophecy. That can lead Christians off on a wrong path. And people need to discern that there is such a thing as false prophecy. Just to pull you off so that you won't know what to do. Here's the scripture for it. It's important. Jeremiah 23, verse 16 and 17. Jeremiah 23, verse 16 and 17. Jeremiah 27, verses 9 and 10. Again, Jeremiah 27, verses 9 and 10. Matthew 7, verse 15. Matthew 7, verse 15. All of these will refer to false prophecy. The next one. Uncomfortable, but you probably are familiar with it if you have somebody that's an unbeliever that stands around you quite a bit. Called the spirit of accusation. It comes from Revelations 12:10. Revelations 12:10, Psalms 31, verse 18 will confirm it. Then the spirit of lies. Who knows that Beelzebub is the spirit of the flies and lies? 2 Chronicles 18:22. 2 Chronicles 18:22. Proverbs 6, verses 16 and 19. I know this is a lengthy situation, but I want you to grow up and become what God has called you to be. The next one is gossip. Gossip is obviously something that you don't even realize you slip into. One of the irritations I used to have was when I would go back to my family in Canada, and I would get caught with all this gossip stuff about everybody in the neighbor. And I would drive back home, and Mom and I would repent for hours, asking God to forgive us because we had submitted to gossip. Okay? Old friends will definitely draw you to gossip. It's not from the Lord. It's part of the lying spirits. 1 Timothy 6:20. 1 Timothy 6:20. 2 Timothy 2:16. Now we only got two more to go. Slander. Talking about somebody, dragging them down. Proverbs 10:18. It's not from God. It's a lying spirit and it's operating in Christian mouths. Okay? Got to get rid of it. False teachers. 2 Peter 1 and 3. 2 Peter 1 and 3. False teachers will teach you something to make you feel good about yourself so you don't have to change. And if you don't change, guess what? You're already dying. The less you do to go forward, the more you aim towards back into death. Now, the roots. The roots of this are works of the flesh. Galatians 5, verse 19 through 21. The roots have to be dealt with. Because if you don't, they're just going to sit there. Now, Matthew 7, 20 talks about the fruits, you shall know them. Matthew 7, verse 20. Again, according to Matthew 18, 18, whatever you bind on earth will be bound. And we will bind the lying spirits. We will loose the spirit of truth. John 14, etc. John 15 and 16. It is extremely important to understand that God never changes. He is the same as he has always been. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13, 8. The next one, ignorance of the religious leaders of Israel was apparent even in the days Jesus When Jesus was in the earth, when they criticized the way he cast out devils, the Pharisees said, Matthew 12, 24, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. Matthew 12, 24. Jesus answered, and if Satan casts out, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come upon you, or unto you. Matthew 12, 26 through 28. He went on to warn them that attributing a work of the Holy Spirit to Satan was the unpardonable sin. See Matthew 12, 31 through 32. So it is mandatory to clearly understand what God's areas of operation is in the spirit world, as well as the devil himself. Now, if you remember, one of your visions, young lady, was that we were to get closer to this almond tree. And it's been going on for a while. And I've been saying to the Lord, do you really want me to go backwards and start teaching on this subject? Which is a subject that I don't particularly enjoy, because what happens is when people start focusing on devils only, you're in trouble. He is not your source. Jesus is your source. The spirit of truth, the belt of truth, will keep you in balance. But if you are not going to deal with these lies that you use coming out of your mouth by talking about somebody else, about destroying somebody's background, about telling somebody they're not your best, about any kind of complaint with your mouth operating, the spirit of lies is using you, and you need to have a victory in that area. Just like I do. I'm not alone. And I'm not trying to be critical. I am trying, however, to identify your problem. And it's not flesh and blood. Do I get any amen?
Yes, amen?
And if you grow up a little bit today and you grow up a little bit more tomorrow, what's going to happen at the end of the year?
We're walking in the light, not in the lies.
Amen. Amen. Because the spirit of lies definitely tries to deceive you, and it tries to bring strong delusion, and the Lord said it would be in the last days, which you might not be happy about. Now, deception and delusion. 2 Thessalonians 2:15. The reason we must be so weary is because we are living in the last days of this age when deception and delusion will be overpowering. We are to stand fast, hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. One of our large crusades, this is the writer that's talking about, they had strong delusion that came, and the fruits were ungodly. See, John 8:32. Because we follow God's Spirit, we are privileged to have a direct pipeline to the truth. While the rest of the world rushes pell-mell on the road to hell, following lies of Satan, we follow Jesus into heavenly places because the truth has made us free. John 16, verse 13 and 14. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. That's heavy, but it's the truth. The Spirit of truth will transform you and your house. God's word gives us power. Amen? We are going to ask God's forgiveness now. For those of you who have been believing the lies the devil has been pumping into your mind. That's a trick. When the lies are pumped into your mind, what happens to you?
You start to believe it.
You believe it. How many know that when you believe a lie, you will act and react according to that lie, believing it might be God? Amen?
Amen.
So, how do we change it? We ask God to forgive whatever mistakes we've made. Amen?
Amen?
Not because we are not knowing that he's forgiven our sin, but the word says that my people perish for lack of
knowledge.
All right. So I'm going to ask you to do something now, because the scriptures I've given you have given you enough material to go forward with a simple prayer. So if you put your Bibles down, we're going to pray what this man and his wife, these are Doctors Jerry and Carol Robison that wrote this book many years ago. This is their second edition. I remember going through this many, many years ago. But you know what? It's going deeper now because I'm not the same. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to leave your seat. I want you to come up, make a circle right here. And we're going to do this together. Because once lies are dealt with, come on, right here. Yeah, put your roller skates on. Roller skates are on. How about that? And the saints are here. Amen? Okay. I'm going to ask you to repeat this because it's going to be done as one unit before the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Say, Father,
Father,
in Matthew 18:18.
Whatever I bind
on earth
is bound
in the heavens,
God's angels
will take care
of everything that I speak
coming out of my mouth.
South.
This day.
In harmony with my brothers.
In harmony with my brothers.
And my sisters.
In Jesus' name.
We're aware. That lying strong man. Has told us vicious lies. About many things. Today.
I will tell you
that you will not continue your work and lie about myself,
about my family,
about my loved ones, and even my enemies. Amen?
Amen.
Do you remember a couple of weeks ago I told you about a dream that the Lord was trying to make me see about a lying spirit? Listen to these words, because it shows you what the lying spirit has done and what he did on me personally. The lying strong man has told you vicious lies about your wife, husband, brothers in Christ, or people you associate with. Others of you, he has lied to, saying you have cancer. Do you remember that one? Mm-hmm. Or some other terminal disease. Or he has kept you in constant state of terror as he dangles an impending disaster before your eyes. Some of you have taken pills to calm your anxieties simply because you have believed those terrible lies. That's right on target, wasn't it?
Yes.
And I'm trying to tell you that if it can happen to me, it can happen to you. I'm not putting blame on any individual here. I am, however, putting the blame where it belongs. These negative spirits have got to go.
Amen.
Agreed?
Amen.
Say, Father.
Father.
I approach your throne of mercy.
I approach your throne of mercy.
In the blessed name of Jesus.
In the blessed name of Jesus.
I can see.
I can see.
That I've been leaving a door open. In my life. To attack. Of this lying strong man. Because of the lack of faith. Or the knowledge.
Of your word.
Forgive me. And help me walk in this freedom.
Of your truth.
From this day on.
Satan in the name.
Of Jesus.
I bind you.
And your lying spirit. According to Matthew 18:18.
Which informs me,
whatever I bind on earth,
this earth,
my body,
shall be bound in heaven.
I close this open door
to the lying spirit
in my life,
in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord,
for giving me victory
over the lying strong man.
According again
to Matthew 18:18,
that promises
whatever ye shall loose on earth
shall be loosed in heaven.
I loose the spirit of truth
in my life.
Help me to read your word
each day
so that I can maintain
the dominion
over Satan
that I need in these last days.
Thank you, Lord,
for guiding my life
and answering my prayer.
Amen.
And amen. Would you give him the glory?
I want you to do one final thing. Put your hand over your head.
Say, Lord Jesus,
I impart grace
to my body,
especially my mind.
I need a revelation
of how deep this thing goes
so that I can have
the
fullness of the belt
of Jesus Christ
on me.
Starting today!
Starting right now!
The belt of truth!
It's for me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
with your neighbors.